This is Gavotte en Rondo from Partita E Major by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's easily one of classical music's greatest hits, a standard. What's not so standard is where and how it's being performed. Violinist Nadia Tishman stands on a platform in the middle of an industrial-looking room, surrounded by people lounging on ottomans holding cocktails. While she plays, an image of the Voyager 1 space probe slowly drifts across three screens mounted above her head. It's an homage to the Golden Record launched back in 1977, featuring, among other things, this very piece. At tonight's performance, we'll travel musically, not only to space, but to Hawaii, pastoral England, Peru, and inside computer circuitry. This kind of musical exploration is normal at Soundbox. Soundbox is the San Francisco Symphony's experimental music space. First launched in 2014, each concert at Soundbox has a theme and is put together by curators. These concerts feel totally different than going to the symphony, and they're supposed to.
You know, there's sort of a considerable amount of baggage with the traditional symphony brand, and, you know, it becomes obvious that the disconnect of what people think of us versus what we are is really extreme.
Richard Lonsdorf is the Associate Director of Artistic Planning at the San Francisco Symphony, and one of the people responsible for making Soundbox happen. It's usually a shared rehearsal space for both the symphony and the opera. But in the opera's off-season, December through April, the symphony didn't have much use for it, so they decided to use it as kind of a musical laboratory.
It didn't really have legs until we could figure out how to make it sound good in there, because it's a terrible natural acoustic.
Enter the Meyer Constellation sound system, 28 microphones and 85 speakers that take in the sound of the room, modify it, and then send it back out again in an altered form. It's been called the Photoshop for sound.
So here we are in kind of one of the more resonant settings we have.
I'm standing in the Soundbox room 9 hours before showtime with one of this show's curators, Edwin Outwater. He's showing me how the Meyer system works.
I'm going to clap 3 times. You'll hear the echo that's been created by the sound system. Now we'll turn it off, and you'll hear it without any sound. This is the natural acoustics of the room. Pretty amazing.
It's kind of like the difference between watching a movie with surround sound rather than hearing it through your laptop speaker. There are some pre-programmed settings, like cathedral, as well as specific tweaks you can make to the sound of the room for things like acoustic warmth or reverberation strength. But the Meyer system is only one of the many ways Outwater, as a curator, can and does play with the music in this space. There's also, for example, the visuals.
Imagine you're playing a piece by Vaughan Williams.
Ralph Vaughan Williams, an English composer writing at the turn of the 19th century. This piece features a singer performing a poem against an animated backdrop.
You see an English meadow, you know, around the singer.
In summertime on Breeden, the bells they sound so clear.
And the visual cue hits the emotional centers as well as the auditory without explaining what this poem is about, that it's about, you know, people want to get married and the fiance dies prematurely and she goes to the church alone in a coffin. You know, you may not catch that, but somehow it just enhances and people, they start to breathe into the music with these little things.
Music like this can be inaccessible to a younger audience. And for a more traditional symphony audience, modern pieces might be more challenging. Soundbox tries to breathe into the music by programming both, like this genre-bending piece from composer and co-curator of tonight's Soundbox, Mason Bates.
Mm-hmm.
Mason Bates is on stage at his laptop, accompanied by a small orchestra. They're performing The Rise of Exotic Computing. It's inspired by the notion that computers can generate their own ideas. Featuring a variety of musical genres allows each piece to shine in a new context. And it also allows musicians to have a moment in the limelight.
I mean, I think I've played almost all of them except for a couple that did not have any percussion or conflicted with major percussion works on stage.
Jake Nisley, the principal percussionist for the San Francisco Symphony, plays xylophone in this piece.
For percussion, especially, it gives us a vehicle to be more than just a color, more than just a part of the texture, but to actually sort of be the melody per se.
You know, a lot of what we're combating is the intimidation of a very dense and historic art form.
That's Richard Lonsdorf again.
Which is, you know, the field of orchestral music for the last, 600-700 years. And that can be daunting if you're an uninitiated listener. And so this is really an approach at programming to say, welcome, come on in, you'll get everything you need to know when you arrive.
The Soundbox team is already thinking about next season's offerings, and curator Edwin Outwater would be happy to be back.
There's a sense of joy for me as a creative person in an empty space. There's no sense of tradition because it's a new tradition. I've learned that the audience has infinite capacity for intensity, humor, sadness, you know, deep emotional experiences, and in fact, they're desperately craving those. So the intention to dumb down is always the wrong intention.
And that's the elusive goal, challenging and inspiring audiences while making sure that the music stays accessible and engaging. And to make that work, they'll have to continue to think outside the box. For Cross Currents, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs.